Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes. On 951 Remix.
All right, guys, now exactly 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, and as far as Miley goes, it's my mouth and I could say what I want to. Well, technically, no, it doesn't really work that way. Well, technically, it does.
But you're not free from the consequences of what pours out of that mouth.
Oh, correct. So, you know, for every action has an equal or opposite reaction. So always think and think carefully. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. We're way past the half mark.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, sisters.
Yeah. All right, guys. Your morning reset as we kick things off. Haven't looked at today's Guardian as yet. We will delve into that. So, you know, I mean, maybe now is the best time to buy a used car. Because at the end of the day, again, money is tight. We know this.
Yeah.
And there's always an argument between buying a used car and then buying a new car.
I just bought a used car.
What do you think about buying a used car is one, value for money. Mm-hmm. Once you do the necessary checks and balances for the maintenance.
Yeah.
Then, you know, sometimes a car comes out, Danny, you wear like the car. And if you just wait about 3 years or 4 years later.
Exactly.
The same car, mm-hmm. which is still, how to put this, boy, up to date with technology, more or less. You know, not fully, but more or less. You get all the safety features and depreciation. You know, some people say depreciation is the devil. For people who buy a used car, depreciation is God.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, maybe July, August 13th. There was a glitch in the matrix there, yes?
13th.
So, Val, there's something on page 3 that you have not seen since probably July. Maybe that's why I was thinking July.
You know why you glitched us now?
Why?
13.
Ooh. So, listen, the weather report, mostly sunny and hazy. What does the word hazy imply to you?
That the dust is back.
Sahara. Did you miss her?
No. And here's what I hate about Sahara. Sahara and COVID. Listen, God has a sense of humor, you know? You know he has a sense of humor, right?
She does.
Yeah.
She does. They do. Them do.
No, because listen, guys, for all these sinus sufferers out there, all you have any idea how unnerving it is to enter a public space?
And have to suppress, like a sneeze.
Because you're afraid they'd call the army for you.
What?
No.
No, that's a no laughing matter.
No,
but
guys, when I walk.
No true jokes, fam.
Danny, when I walk in this very building, too, I am wary about sniffling and sneezing. I've had sinus and my whole life.
And this is the time for it to, you know, thrive. When you just wake up first thing in the morning, it's like.
And it's not fun sneezing on your mask, by the way, guys. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, Avril Lavigne, if you don't want her, I don't mind her. I'm just saying beggars can't be choosers, you know. I do have a few prerequisites. She must have a car. A good working car.
Why?
Huh?
Why, you don't want to go and pick her up and, you know, do things together?
Of course I want to do things together. That's the whole point. What do you mean?
Have a car. Why should I have a car?
So that we burn half the gas. Together. Well,
Together
we burn half the gas.
That makes no sense.
Of course.
Explain me.
Okay, together.
Explain me, Val.
If my gas bill is $2,000 a month, which is what I spend because I drive so damn much.
Right.
And her gas bill is like maybe $1,000 or $1,200 because she probably just goes to work and doesn't frolic like me.
Right.
Right.
So, she will save the gas money and what? Spend it on you?
I was thinking about that.
Okay. Well, if that's your logic, okay.
And then I could let her quit her job.
And then the car will just sit down there and what?
No, we sell her car. We sell her car.
And then so what should he do?
I don't know. I didn't think it through. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know who... What I never thought about is that you didn't think it through. You know those wishing wells and all those ponds and
you
things?
You mean the fountain anymore?
Yeah, them things.
That is usually under step? Or is that step closer?
Well, but they have some fancy ones. And they have some ones that are there in plazas and, you know, courtyards in foreign for a long time.
Of course.
But do they ever, like, take this, you know, like, gather? Do they forage the coins?
Well, technically, for what I see, especially in the destination sites around the world, they have to, because when you see, like, within 1 week, they probably have, like, about 5 or 6 inches high of coins at the bottom of these things.
Well, listen, so this aquarium in North Carolina said it's draining a wishing waterfall to cash in on 14 years worth of tossed coins. They say that's about 100 gallons worth. Now, the aquarium said employees drain the waterfall for visitors, toss their coins for visitors, right?
Right.
And it said they sifted through the coins. They also found eyeglasses, toys, and jewelry. And that the money removed from the waterfall will go towards care for the animals at the facility, which had been closed to the public for nearly 6 months amid the COVID-19 pandemic. They said the employees not sure how much they got as yet.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, I hope that there'll be a part two to this odd spot, maybe tomorrow or next week.
When they one piece of jewelry that is
worth some kind of, belongs to Queen Mother.
Yeah. Some fancy brooch fall off and... Wow.
Right?
Danny, when last you wore a brooch? When last you wore a brooch or a brassiere?
Well, I have on a brassiere right now.
When last you call it that?
I can't say. Maybe in jest. Maybe in jest sometime.
When last you wore a half slip?
Ugoosh. They still have those?
I think it's like...
They call like camisoles and, you know, stuff now. I don't know, a half slip, you know. I will have to say, maybe as a teenager, going to church or something.
You know, this is something you grow up as, you think half slip, you think your grandmother.
Yeah. And, you know? And even the half slip I had, I don't think it was grandmother approved because it was very, very short and thing. My aunt had bought it for me.
It was a quarter slip?
It was very tiny. It was short to wear under a little skirt. And I used to wear it under everything.
Oh.
To go to church. Church clothes now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because other than that, what do you wear in a slip for? You
well, now only wearing pom-pom shorts under all this skirt and thing.
You're lucky if some women even wear that at all.
No, I'm unlucky if they wear it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I meant to say.
That's exactly what I meant to say.
Rejuvenate your mornings.
Yes. On 951 Remix.
All right, guys, you could still send us WhatsApp messages and...
You do not know my phone number offhand. So.
In spirit. I said in spirit. We won't read it, but we'll be grateful.
We'll read it tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We really apologize for that. That was yesterday and today. Whoa.
Well, if it's any consolation or silver lining, you'll be pleased with the news that I tell you.
We getting a bonus? Bonus?
No.
No?
No.
Said no company ever to any employee. Listen. In the history of...
Well, I don't know, in Trinidad maybe, but I saw some people online, they did give some employees in the health place. Where was this?
No, don't get up with severance, it's not bonus, huh?
Yo. No true jokes, Val. No true jokes. I know it's Thursday, but no true jokes.
Guys, listen, brace yourself. And for those of you who have been toying with the idea of planting your own food, whether you have plenty land or a little
piece. You could have been eating a little tomato already if you had started since we locked down in March.
I mean, or a piece of fancy lettuce. Or
some pak choy. I had pak choy already too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I see bok choy is being grown too.
Serious?
Yeah.
It's really what, any behind the house?
No, same way with hydroponics. Bok choy. Or bok.
Bok.
Oh,
behind the punch.
Listen, Trinidad and Tobago, I take no responsibility. I take no responsibility for the evolution of Danielle Parkinson Lyle Young's sense of humor earlier. Because the first thing about was she working with Val too long.
But I was good though, no?
That was pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah. I like how you didn't take front on that joke. Yeah, you did it before me. Wow.
That was good, though.
It was.
Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Hey, big up to those of you who are taking advantage of this lockdown, in the sense of, I wouldn't say lockdown, but in the current state of things worldwide, where you have maybe way more time than you did before, and using it constructively. So, in the beginning of it all, I mentioned, try to pick up a musical instrument and learn to play it. A lot of us inherited musical instruments. Or for some reason, I just have one somewhere in the house. I don't know how it reached there. Half the time, he's asked the question, who quattro is that? You know what I mean? Who tok-tok is that?
Oh, the most random instrument, I would say, that I found, not in my house, but growing up, would have been a recorder. Why does do people that?
You didn't use a recorder in school?
No, we didn't.
What?
We did not. My sister did, though. And I used to...
Wait. So I need to ask the question, at what year did this stop using recorders in school?
Well, we were both in primary school at the same time. I was just 1 year ahead of her.
So I guess it's your year to stop using it?
I don't... Maybe, because I feel like when I was in Standard 5, she was learning her recorder. So maybe Standard 3, Standard 4? I have no idea. Thank God,
yeah,
I did not have to go through a recorder stage, because it was painful enough with one recorder in the house, and she was trying to learn... Oh my God!
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I mean, Mary Had a Little Lamb is the same beat, so.
Wait, it has a beat?
Yeah. What do you mean, Mr. DJ?
Mary, I want to beatbox. I want to practice beatboxing that. Yeah. But what's the difference between a recorder and a flute?
The flute sounds good. Yeah, the flute is like a wind instrument, and a recorder is a...
Is what?
A wood instrument.
A recorder is PVC, Gil.
No, it was wooden in those times, and you could have taken it apart. I'm so mad we don't have this.
No,
this WhatsApp phone.
No, the recorder was PVC, and it was always PVC.
Well, listen, I remember my sister had a wooden one. Wooden.
You mean she wouldn't let you play with it?
Or maybe that was my aunt's. Maybe that was my aunt's one. So yeah. My sister had maybe the cream one that everybody had in the 80s, but it was an older one in our house. It was wooden.
Wait, recorder. Wait, you sure what your aunt had was a recorder? All right, let me stop there.
I will ask her. So listen, so what's not a laughing matter? Don't laugh. This attack on the Venezuelan teen other day. We didn't talk about that at all, you know.
No, but...
So there's a story on page 10 in The Guardian, and the family wants justice for the attack basically on Venezuelan teen. Now they're saying...
Of course.
They held two suspects yesterday.
One is supposed to be a suspended
police officer. I find Mr. Gigi a little quiet. Usually, you know, when things of this nature happen, especially when there seems to be a public opinion on what has happened... But wow, they know, they said she's fighting. The man's attempted to sexually assault her, but she fought back and she was stabbed about the body and face as a result. So she was able to fight them off, and then of course that caused them to then throw her out of the car and leave her for dead. She underwent emergency surgery. She's warded at the hospital, and she's expected to undergo another surgery to save one of her eyes. So they stabbed her in her face and her neck and left her for dead. And she was not raped, according to the family.
Left for dead, you know, just on the side of the road.
On the side of the road. No, she was in the bush. You know, they said the story that I did read is that they threw her in the bush, and she was able to crawl out of the bush to the side of the road.
That's what the car saw.
That is how the... Well, she's a fighter.
But you know what? Still, kudos to the TTPS, and kudos to the technology being used, because...
Thank you. You saw how clear that CCTV footage of was to be, because you could have seen... The license plate.
If there was bird poop on the car, you could have tell what the bird ate.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you can't be so bold-faced that you're abducting people in broad daylight using your personal car, and when the police held them, it's the same vehicle that they were in.
Yeah.
So you have no care. You are a police officer, and you're basically saying the police clearly don't do their work.
Yeah.
So I could do what I want and get away with it. You know, but I will say hats off for...
Hats off to the officers.
For pursuing it so quickly and, you know, apprehending, I hope.
And now is the follow-up. And you know what? It's going to have to spark a bigger
conversation
debate,
a
discussion
well.
About what should be the ramifications, the punishment for perpetrators of this level of crime.
Agreed. And beyond that as well, it has to have the... We have to have the conversation about how we are... treating Venezuelans in this country where people could think that they could do these people what they want.
And the comments, the people thought the comments against the races that exist here for generations in Trinidad.
Exactly, the xenophobia is even worse. It's even worse, you know, and you think, you know, this girl came here to try and make a better life for herself, you understand? Yeah. 18 years old with your family because you fear for your life in your country, and this is what you have to come to deal with in the home that you're trying to make.
And when it happens to you, the general support system, you would not expect, but at the same time, Trinidadians, I ain't gonna lie, you know, they always talk about God is a Trini, but sometimes, I mean, I'll throw it on all it is really make me wonder. But you know what? Why it has to spark a bigger picture, because you have to understand that there are so many women in this country, all right? Firstly, by the way, everybody, just let you know, in Trinidad and Tobago, women could vote and they could work.
Yeah. What? Using?
Right?
You don't need to be in the kitchen and barefoot and pregnant and whatever the misogynistic
and because,
thinking that is persisting.
And because of this, at any given hour, night and day, you have women traveling, dependent on public transport, at the mercy of righteous citizens looking to provide a service. And it is traumatic. So imagine you now put on X amount of hours. All you want to do is get can't wait to go home and see about your child. You're probably a single mother. And then you have to be traumatized. I wonder if I'll make it home.
Exactly. You don't understand just walking down the street, Val. Walking down the street. You understand? The suiting and all. And that level, it is a certain level of discomfort and fear that you expect to deal with when you just walk down the road. Somebody going to tell you something out of timing.
Yeah.
How am I? Suppose it goes beyond telling you something out of timing. You know, you constantly have to be on your guard. And how are you supposed to react?
And by exercising a basic right, which is just walking down the road. Oh, no, of living and existing.
Of living, exactly. So that's why, you know, at the same time, you know, when men say, oh, smile, nurse. Well, no.
Yeah.
Why I have to smile? And I will be quick to respond very aggressively because you don't know to what degree this strange man in the street who think he have a right to approach you could take this situation or encounter too.
So I know, guys, you really
check yourself.
Yeah, but it's more than check. It's more than that. It's beyond that.
To check your friends. Call out your friends.
Yeah, of course. But I just say it's beyond even that, Danny. I just think that the level of punishment,
definitely,
of sentencing, of solving the crimes,
plastering your face. This list put up, this sex offenders list that we keep discussing.
Yeah,
you know,
but you know, for heinous crimes like this, I mean. Some people say that, you know, there's rape and there's rape and aggravated assault. There's all different levels. But you know what?
This is attempted murder.
Yeah, but rape, first, just rape on a whole. I don't see how people could quantify different levels of that.
Thank you.
To attribute.
I'm glad you are seeing it.
To attribute different levels of punishment.
It's trauma. It is all trauma. You have literally.
And I know people are going to knock me for this, but I honestly think that crime deserves the death penalty. Because
I want to slow clap and cry.
No, because
seriously.
People go say, Val, it's 2020, you can't say that.
But exactly, it's 2020, it needs to be said.
I mean, what, so what?
Why people going, okay, Val, think about it. People go to jail for 25 years to life for trafficking 3 kilos of cocaine and then get 6 years for rape.
With
aggravated assault. How?
Yeah.
Like, no.
So you want to perpetrate a crime like this, right? And then want to go in jail and get 3 meals a day.
Thank you.
And, you know?
Thank you.
No, I know jail is not a bed of roses, but at the same time, it is still too much of an easy escape from your crime.
Rejuvenate your mornings.
Yes. On 951 Remix.
So hear my story, right? So apparently, we know Jay-Z, the Hov, is a man about his business. Collectively, he and Beyonce are billionaires and power couple of the music industry. But apparently, he's also known to be on the lookout for people. You know, like he got your back if you're his friend and you're in a financial bind. So during a recent interview with The Breakfast Club, the founders of Rough Riders with DMX.
Not the condoms.
Rough Riders with DMX. You know the big rapper went to jail. Who's bought his orchids now? He's growing orchids. He's amazing. He has a green thumb. But anyway, that's only story. DMX, yes. Yeah, if you see his orchids, pretty awesome. But anyway, so apparently they shared a story on the Breakfast Club radio show the other day where Jay-Z let DMX leave Def Jam without having to pay a penny back to the company. So they're saying when Jay-Z took over Def Jam in 2004, he had a beef with DMX because DMX felt like he didn't give him the respect he needed and blah, blah, blah. And he left. He wanted to leave to go to Sony, but he also had a $12 million US debt owing to Def Jam. Mm. Apparently, Jay-Z allowed him to leave the record label and wiped his debt clean and let him pay. He didn't have to pay anything back to the company. $12 million. Back in 2008, Lil Wayne opened up about a time when Jay-Z helped him pay off his $7.7 million tax debt. Apparently, the Millie rapper owed $3.35 million in taxes for 2008 and $2.25 for 2009. And he said in a concert that there's people like Jay-Z, he helped me when I was really, 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 really really, really, really down. Wayne told the crowd at a show in Chicago, he said, Jay don't want me to tell nobody, that man helped me with my taxes. He's a real friend, y'all. Shout out to my Jay.
Wow. Yeah. I better give Jay-Z a call.
Yes, son.
I've been waiting.
That's right. Die, friend.
Do you know, I wouldn't call the name of the bank, but I've been almost 2 months now, I've been trying to get a 3-month deferral from a certain bank. So I better call Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z seems...
Ooh, it's a good thing I never delete his number, Jen.
Way.
All right, guys.
Even after you deal with B.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Rapper and former Donald Trump supporter Kanye West is running for president with the backing of a handful of GOP operatives who are betting he can pull black voters from former President Joe Biden. But Democrats aren't sweating West at this point, and Republicans don't view him as a boon to their cause either. Now, for good reason, in a new Political Morning Consult poll, West garnered 2% support overall among registered voters, 7 points behind the no opinion option.
2%?
Yeah, his support among African-American voters is just a meager 2%.
But I thought he removed his name from the ballot. I didn't even realize that he still had a chance.
Well, apparently he missed the deadline to file as a third-party candidate in 10 states, but has said he will rely on write-in ballots to make him competitive in states where his name is not printed on the ballot. So, I don't know, Kanye West. If Kanye West formed a party in Trinidad, would you guys vote for him?
West side?
Yeah, but if you look in Kanye East, would you... All right, guys.
Rejuvenate your mornings. 951 Remix.
Oh, yeah, come over and sit next to me. A bead. Yeah.
And you have on your mask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, for those of you now getting to know each other, and I know it's pretty probably hard to date during these times.
I know, loving the time of Corona.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
But you know, I mean, there's social media, and like Ole wasn't using WhatsApp video before.
Yeah, but you can't really social distance when you're trying to, you know, snuggle up under somebody that you're now trying to, you know, court.
Oh, it's less messy though, I could tell you that, depending on what you're doing.
What, he's snuggling up or the mask wearing?
What happens when you start to snuggle up and or start to give a massage and then it... All right, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're doing it for Value Optical and Trin Optics. I want to say special good morning to a new buddy of mine, Kareem. Now, everybody knows I'm on the North Coast, like, I'm on the North Coast more than I'm anywhere else in this country at any given time.
Right.
That's my home. And I always like to support all the businesses up on the North Coast because there's still this mentality in Trinidad and Tobago that the North Coast is just a place to go and come back. But there are people living up, their life goes on, has been going on for quite some time, and there's such a minuscule amount of amenities and facilities on the North Coast for the people living up there.
Yeah.
And I was so happy when I saw this place, North Coast Auto Supplies and Tire Shop, open
up. Oh, right after...
After Tyreco.
Yeah, huge tire shop. I saw it this weekend when I was heading up to Blanchard's last week, Friday.
Yeah,
and I was like, brr,
yeah.
I could get, you could damage your tire and get fixed.
See, that would change
people waiting from 4 hours for a record to come for you to, do you understand?
I have been in that situation in North Coast when I had to wait for roadside assistance for hours because why? Something as simple as the spare wasn't good.
Exactly.
Or one of the nuts ring out or something or the other. But Kareem is providing a facility up there. And
it's like a big tire shop. It's not like, you know?
Yeah, you know, guys, it's not a hole in your wall.
You can't miss it. You cannot miss it.
He has auto supplies too. But what I'm saying is good because the North Coast Road is not the greatest road quality-wise in the world.
A little too rain and something could come down. You could damage your car. But
the service Kareem offered. Kareem, bro, good job, buddy.
Congratulations, right. Kareem. Nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
Long overdue.
All right.
So I don't know if this one was long overdue, though. So I didn't even realize Blockbuster was still a thing.
But people rented videos still?
Well, apparently there's one Blockbuster video store.
As a physical videotape?
There's one physical Blockbuster store that is left open in the US, and it's in the state of Oregon, and it's now listed on Airbnb, where they're offering for $4 US a night a series of 90s themed movie sleepover parties for up to 4 people. So they basically set up a living room in the store. Yeah.
Okay.
You know how cool it is. So like a couch, a rug,
oh,
a
nice.
90s style big screen TV. So you know it's a big back with a big back.
Yeah. Right? Hey, I love my big back. Wait, TVs, right?
Big on TV. Oh. Yeah. And they say in there, of course, you have a whole plethora of 90s era cassettes. Well, tapes.
Yeah.
VHS tapes.
And Betamax?
Not Betamax, VHS. That you could spend the night and have a time, a sleepover for up to four people. I think that's brilliant.
You know what I wonder? What are people who have that big porn collection of videotapes?
Well, I was going to say Blockbuster. Is that a porn section?
No. Forget about Blockbuster. Let's move on.
But it must have. I mean, it's a whole video store.
You know what? For all the people out there who have a pile of videotapes, porn tapes, and no VCR, I feel your pain.
And no VCR. I have a VCR, you know, but I can't tell you. I maybe haven't plugged it in 20 years. But I don't know if it's still working. It looked like it real good still.
My blob.
How you mean?
I don't know.
No.
But for the people who have a stash of porn videotapes and no VCR, I feel your pain. I have a stash.
But I'm willing to plug in my VCR to find out if all the tapes still working.
Yeah, I feel your pain because I have a pile of records.
I have such a good heart like that.
A pile of records and no turntables, so I know.
What do you mean? How?
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 Well, firstly,
Like to play them?
Maybe I play the hell out of them. I just like to look at them now with the album covers. And
so why don't put it in like an airtight kind of archive book way to display it, because those things are, one, pretty attractive, the album covers. It was like works of art.
No, of course. Before there was, apps you could download to become a graphic artist. It was way before all that time, you know?
Yeah, the people used to actually draw this stuff and airbrush and...
The album covers, as far as collectors go, are more collective...
Collectibles?
Collectible.
Jeez, that was hard.
I feel I lose weight on that one, boy. Don't force it out. more collectible than the actual vinyl record inside.
Agreed.
All right, Hot Girl Bummer Anthem. What about Hot Day in Trinidad minus Anthem? Because it's going to be another 34 expected.
Yeah. Hot and hazy day today. They said a mild concentration as well of Sahara dust, so... Yeah, I know the feeling.
Listen, and for those of you who have a lot of driving to do, I have a suggestion, especially if you know your car kind of unpredictable, especially if you have a radiator leak. Radiator? Is it?
Radiator.
But it's spelled R-A, not R-A-Y.
I know.
So...
But, yeah.
You see how English language is probably one of the hardest things to learn?
It is. I will endorse that.
Wow. All right, so just please take care of your vehicle.
There.
Yeah, I mean, if you're...
You know? And you wonder why people... Well, I don't. Because it's possession, but...
How people is P.E., not P.E.E.?
Physical education? Or P.E. Philip Alexander?
No, people, the word people is
one E. Is it?
It should be Pepple.
It's not.
Or P.O.P.L.
No, nothing.
No, I just... Yeah.
I'm not going down this road.
And how come urine is not Y-O-U? You know? R-I-N. Urine.
Yeah. I've never thought that.
Urine is urine. Wow.
We could go down this road whole day, you know?
Yeah.
Whole day.
Wow. Okay.
Just don't step on it.
No.
Or in it.
Yeah, duh.
So listen, I find the horoscope today is a really good one if you're having a birthday today, July, August. I keep saying July, August 13th. So you are Leo still.
Yeah.
Roar. So if your birthday, baby. So hey, horoscope, right? Your associations will make or break you this year. Choose your allies carefully and know enough to walk away from users and unreliable people. Set rules and stipulations when working with others. Focus on what's important to you and do your best to grow intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Do for yourself and you will achieve what you set out to do. Don't do for them. Don't do for others.
So it's not going to make or break in next year.
No, this year.
This year. Wow.
Your associations. So them friend and them will carry you and not bring you back, especially this year.
Well, I want to big up my associations and my friends who always have my back, especially people I've known for quite some time. I've seen them grown by leaps and bounds, especially in business. So I just big up another partner there, a new partner, Kareem, in his business. And I always like to big up the small businesses.
Of course.
I want to big up Sheldon Alignment and Tire Center. These guys used to have a little giveaway here a couple months ago, early times when we moved across here. And Sheldon is our boss, and I thank you very much for that facility you offered me, and I will be seeing you soon. But hands down, Sheldon. Big up to you and your people out there. All right, good? Good.
951 Remix.
Oh boy, time really waits on no one, and it's running away. Come 9 o'clock this morning, we're out of here making way for Dana. And as a matter of fact, we got a bus out.
So, wow, that's not fun. You gotta leave already?
Yeah.
No, you didn't even get to tell me happy World Left Handers Day.
Well,
you didn't even give me a little left-handed dumpling, a little... You know, left-hand scissors.
No. Left-handed people don't make left-handed dumpling.
Well, we just make dumplings.
Didn't make dumpling.
Oh, I guess.
Right, all it might is mixed sweat rice. I don't know about that one. But, yeah.
Did you just like sweat from the left side alone? Or how does it work?
Well, let's buy half of the runs. Well, let's buy half price. But to the left-handers out there, I feel your pain. Statistically, you have a 10% chance of dying before a right-handed person. That
is
a fact.
Because a lot of things are created for people... with right-handed abilities.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's easier for us to hurt and harm and kill ourselves.
Are you... What level of ambidextrous are you? It's ambidextrous. What's the
ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Yes, well, I broke my hand.
Yeah.
I broke my left hand as an adult.
Okay.
So I was forced, and I had to wear a cast for like 2 months, so I was forced to learn to do many things with my right hand. So I could like kind of put on makeup with it. Like I could kind of do my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I could kind of write. I could rail drive with my right hand.
So you was forced to wipe your bumps with your right hand?
I was actually...
How was that?
It was...
It took a while.
It was slow.
Well,
It was slow. Yeah.
Slow. All right. Well, DJ Danny, I wish you a really good day at...
And I wish all the left-handers out there today an amazing day because you are special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. And keep rocking 951 Remix. We love you. Dana comes up next. And we'll Godspell Life. Catch you tomorrow.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny.
Yes.
On 951 Remix.